Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. I have Janine Cloyd, Director of Education and Outreach of the Humane Educational Society, in studio. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming in and telling us all about the Fast and Furriest 5K. We've been talking about it for a few weeks now. I'm going to be the MC of the event. It's coming up on Sunday the 23rd, which is only a couple weeks away.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at the beautiful Greenway Farms.
Yes.
And this is a fun fundraiser that we're doing. 5K, there's a fun run involved. And I keep telling people, the coolest part about this 5K is you get to bring your four-legged friend if you have one.
Yeah, that's the best part, right?
I think so. I think it kind of sets it apart from the rest. I mean, 5Ks are great. I love a 5K because you don't have to take it so serious. You can walk it in the allotted time
and
be good to go. But of course, it is a fundraiser and an awareness event about all the work that you guys are doing at the Humane Society. So let's talk about that because we've worked together a couple times now. So we know that the numbers are always flexing over there and what's happening. There's always types of events and reasons to raise for the cause.
Right.
So what is the latest from the Humane Society? What's it looking like when it comes to the attendance over there?
Gosh, we have a lot of dogs. So if you're looking for a dog, come see us. Yeah. We need to adopt some dogs out. And kitten season is approaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little babies are being born. We've gotten a few litters in, but probably in a month or so, it'll be an avalanche of kittens. And we'll blink and we'll have 200.
Oh my gosh. You know, it happens fast, right?
It happens really, really fast. And we kind of joke that kitten season goes all year long now,
mm-hmm,
but it does really hit us hard, you know, in mid-spring and all through the summer.
So dogs, first and foremost,
right now,
dogs, go to the Humane Society. Of course, you can go to their website, heschat.org, for more information. And then if you're planning on having a kitten maybe soon.
That's right. And we've got puppies right now, too. So that's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some cute little guys playing out in the yards today.
Excellent.
So sometimes we do puppy play groups. And your face kind of hurts from laughing.
I bet.
After you watch those.
It's a great place to go and visit. And of course, you guys are always doing visiting hours and volunteer work. And people can go to the website for details. For the Fast and Furious 5K, I know in addition to just running a 5K with their dogs, there's going to be some adoptable pets there. So if someone doesn't have a four-legged friend, they could borrow one as long as there's enough of them.
I know there's enough. It's first come, first serve, and we have a lot of people who are interested.
I bet.
So.
I bet. But then afterwards, it's going to be a vendor village, and there's a lot going on. So kind of give us a rundown of what we can expect.
Yes. Well, the race starts at 9.
Yeah.
So you want to show up at any time between 7:30 and 9. You can pick up your packet at the shelter the day before, between 2 and 6, or you can pick it up in the morning before the race, whatever you want to do. And, so the race starts at 9. The 5K runners will take off,
mm-hmm,
and then the 1 mile fun run or walk,
mm-hmm,
will start right after that. And it is at the Greenway. The 5K goes up into the sort of canyon, you know, how it's up high and out and back. And the 1 mile goes more on a flat area.
Nice.
And it's interesting. Our attendance is about half and half. And we're almost sold out. So maybe after, you know, hearing this, the last people will join in.
Yeah. Do not hesitate then. That's a good to know. Yeah. Go to heschat.org and fill out the registration form. Get that donation in and you can be a part of this. I know there's complimentary breakfast and lunch that will be served and treats and stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
And then you have a ton of vendors that are going to be there for the village afterwards.
Yeah. We have about 20 vendors.
That's
and
awesome.
these are sponsors and folks that are involved in dog related or, you know, sports related,
mm-hmm,
type business.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be fun. You know, there'll be all kinds of dog treats and fun dog things and lots of goodies for your goodie bags.
Exactly.
So I think it's going to be a really good time.
For runners and pet lovers, this should be a good one.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Fast and Furious 5K. Again, that's Sunday, March 23rd. And as Janine said, space is limited. So now is your time. Make sure you register heschat.org. You can also find a direct link on our website at hits96.com. And Janine, we'll have to have you back. We're going to make some big announcements coming up on March 20th, which is next week. And I know that the Humane Society will once again be heavily involved. Those that listen to Hits 96 know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
But I've already said too much. But we'll plan to have you back and we can talk more about the Humane Society and all the work that you guys are doing.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's Janine Cloyd again of the Humane Society. Go to heschat.org for all the details about the Fast and Furious 5K. It's Hits.